in an election full of liberal triumphs and historic firsts, one of Tuesday's big surprises was the stunning defeat suffered by the gay rights movement. Constitutional amendments against same-sex marriage were passed in Florida, Arizona, and California, where the passing of Prop 8, that's the California version, throws into doubt the unions of an estimated 18,000 same-sex couples who wed during the last 4.5 months. Joining us to give some background on Tuesday's defeats and what they mean for the gay rights movement is John Wildermuth, staff writer at the San Francisco Chronicle. We'll talk about other propositions a little later on. But John, welcome to WNYC. Hello from New York.
Happy to be here.
So California voted overwhelmingly for Obama, but for this social conservative proposition as well. If there were any year when a ban on same-sex unions would have been rejected, one might have guessed it would be this year of a Democratic sweep. What happened?
Well, essentially what happened is you saw that religion trumped party affiliation. It was out there. They had the Prop 8 people, which were mainly evangelicals and religious groups, had 100,000 volunteers out on Election Day, knocking on doors, driving people to the polls. It was a hugely expensive election, $73 million, pretty much evenly divided between both the yes and the no side. And it was a very, very emotional issue for a lot of people.
What did the proposition actually say? What was the wording roughly, and how far does it actually go?
Proposition is very simple, and it was, you know, on purpose it was made very simple. It says California shall only recognize the marriage of a man and a woman, and as simple as that. There was talk last year that they wanted to make it more all-encompassing and that would also take a shot at domestic partnerships and the like, but when they tested that stuff in polling, it was absolutely poison. Even people that were against same-sex marriage didn't want to see domestic partnerships taken out.
The historic turnout of African-American and Hispanic voters helped Democratic candidates. How much did that hurt same-sex marriage initiatives?
It's interesting, for example. I mean, you had Barack Obama came out against Prop 8. He came out saying, hey, we don't want to see anything that takes away rights.
That was a very, very tricky balancing act that he was trying to perform on this particular issue, right? Because he said he was
all over the country have had that tricky balancing act.
Absolutely right. And we saw it in the vice presidential debate. I think that's the only one in which it came up explicitly. But Biden and Palin were asked if they support same-sex marriage under the law. They both said no. Barack Obama had previously said the same thing, not in favor of same-sex marriage as marriage, but other full rights as if married in a lot of ways for same-sex couples, but against Prop 8. So is he against same-sex marriage or for same-sex marriage? How did they walk that line politically?
It's a very, very tough line to walk. And it was made a little easier in California when the state Supreme Court in May came out and said that overturned Prop 22 of 2000, which was just a law that said, you know, marriage can only be between a man and a woman. What that did is it put the people in favor of same-sex marriage on the moral high ground. They could now say, well, it's in the Constitution. People are getting married every day here, so any effort to change it, Prop 8, is taking away the rights of people, and we shouldn't take away the rights of people. So you let Obama, Biden, and a lot of Democrats say, well, we're not for same-sex marriage. We believe marriage should be between a man and a woman. But in California, Prop 8 takes away rights, and we're not in favor of taking away rights. So they kind of tried to tread that line, and it wasn't very easy.
The stat I have is 70% of black voters in California voted yes on Prop 8 to ban gay marriage. Is that the number you have?
That's the exit polling number. And essentially what you can see is that many of the black churches the weekend before the election were out there. There were sermons made. People went to the polls. Black voters in California, just like black voters across the nation, were out there triumphantly voting for Obama. But in California, they voted for Obama and then turned around and ignored his endorsement of the no side on Prop 8 and went right in and voted the way that a lot of the ministers had talked about, which was against same-sex marriage.
Here's the reaction of the mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom.
Never before in the history of this country have rights been stripped away from people by changing the Constitution to take those rights away.
How about Latino voters? Have you seen those exit polls?
The exit polls pretty much showed that Latino voters split on the matter. And right now, Latino voters in California make up about 19% of the electorate. So that's a pretty good chunk.
How about black voters?
Black voters, right around 6%, though actually probably about 8% of the people who showed up Tuesday.
Let's hear from some of our listeners on this. If you, if we have any Californians listening on the web, first of all, if you're African American or anyone else who voted for Obama but also for Prop 8, if we have any Californians listening on the web right now, we would love to hear from you. For Obama but for Prop 8, 212-433-WNYC. Or anyone else, even if you're not in California, if you would vote for an amendment like this to your state constitution or state law, 212-433-WNYC, for Obama and for an initiative banning gay marriage, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So of that large Latino vote in California, were you saying that it was less than 70%, that black voters were more yes on Prop 8 than Latinos were?
Yeah, that was clear from the exit polling. Interestingly enough, Catholic voters, who made up about 30% of the electorate, were about 58% in favor of Obama, but 63% in favor of Prop 8.
That's so interesting. And Latinos are overwhelmingly Catholic in California, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a big chunk of the Catholic vote. But again, you know, it's what some of the pollsters call the Sunday syndrome. The polls before the election showed that 44% of Catholics were in favor of Prop 8. But the weekend before the election, a lot of the churches hear sermons. There's a lot of push against Prop 8. And it showed up on Election Day.
In Arizona, there was a similar vote. Did you look across the state line at that?
Yeah, interestingly enough, Arizona 2 years ago became the only state in the nation to ever turn down a anti-same-sex marriage initiative.
Huh.
And what they did is 2 years ago, it also included a ban on domestic partnership arrangements for state workers, and people just voted that down. Yeah, on Tuesday, it was what they call a clean initiative, just saying marriage should be between a man and a woman, and it never was in jeopardy. I mean, the polls from day one showed that it was going to win, and it came across and won.
A clean initiative is another word for that in Arizona, a do-over?
Yeah, it's they took a mulligan on it.
And what about Florida, the third state to pass some kind of same-sex marriage ban at the polls?
Florida was interesting. Again, it's, you know, pretty much the same sort of marriage should be between a man and a woman. But the difference in Florida was that 2 years ago, voters decided that in order to pass a constitutional amendment, it was going to require 60% of the vote. And on the polls for this one, pretty much it showed that the marriage initiative, which I believe was Amendment 2 on the ballot in Florida, was pretty much stalled at around 57 or 58%. But again, on Election Day, the people came out, and I believe it won with about 62% of the vote, which was a bit of a surprise.
Jason in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jason.
Hi, I'm going to start by saying I'm gay and I'm black, and I didn't go to California, but my partner went to California for the weekend specifically to work on the Prop 8, the No on Prop 8 campaign, and his take on the whole situation was that it's the fault of the gay people who live in California that it failed. He said that he worked side by side with more heterosexual people and met more heterosexual people when he was out and about campaigning, and that the gay people he knew, even ones who were married, were very complacent and not that interested in helping. And he was honestly very, very upset about it. That's pretty much my...
Jason, thank you. Does that conform to your reporting, or is that just, you know, kind of excessive self-blame?
Well, there's a little bit to that, and mainly what it is that everybody in the gay community thought that it was in the bag, especially when it came out 2 months ago. The poll showed that it was up 17% and moving higher. People liked it, and they said, hey, California's different. You know, maybe these 30 other states are going to vote against it, but we're different here in California. So there was a lot of feeling of let's not be concerned and it's already won. That changed a little bit at the end, but still a lot of the support, a lot of the opposition to Prop 8 came from the gay community, but a lot of it from the liberal community in California, the Democratic Party and the like.
Talking about the three ballot proposals that all passed, Arizona, California, and Florida banning gay marriage, with John Wildermuth from the San Francisco Chronicle and Michelle in Midtown. You're on WNYC. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
I just wanted to say, you know, I had this conversation with my parents as to why they voted yes on 8. And, I mean, they voted for Obama. I mean, very, you know, they immigrated to this country close to 30 years ago. And they were supporters of Obama in the way that, you know, his new plans. But when it comes down to it, I mean, it's a religious view and they're Catholic. And it was yes on 8. Just simply, they're not going to support, you know, recognizing a marriage between same sexes.
And yet, despite the religious orientation of some of their politics, Obama's pro-choice positions weren't enough to stop them from voting for him.
Correct. Because, I mean, they were, I mean, completely against just continuing a Republican administration and just looking at Obama from a social standpoint and just what he represented as a whole in terms of, you know, first time, just changing the abilities and just the landscape, but in terms of what it comes down to recognizing a family and family values, no, they were going to stick to their beliefs, and that was, you know, that it's recognized in the church and legally as a man and a woman.
Michelle, thanks for calling. E in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi. I guess this is the comment. I'm a black queer person, young queer person, and I guess I'm wondering what kind of outreach was done within the black community regarding this issue. I mean, I'm not surprised of how it turned out, and it's sad as a black person that, you know, my group of people voted basically to discriminate against another set of people. But on the other hand, I'm not surprised in terms of how it, you know, mm-hmm. worked out, because I just feel like there's often, when it comes to LGBT issues, there's often a lack of outreach within, you know, to the black community, even though, I'm sorry, I'm a bit nervous, even though that there are hundreds, thousands of, like, black queer people across this country. And often in the media, when we talk about people who are in favor of such, you know, bans or discrimination against LGBT people, people cite, oh, you know, the black Catholic, you know, the church and so forth,
yeah.
When the reality is that all across this country, especially during Pride, and in non-Pride, you know, periods, there are thousands of black queer people. And relatives who may be conservative know this, you know. And so it's not surprising, but very sad that, you know, that ballot initiative.
Do you expect anything from Obama on this, E, or do you just have low expectations?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know what he said in the past. But I'm sort of, like, heartened by, there have been lots of speeches when he talks about, you know, equality and sort of, like, you know, with people. And he's mentioned gay, you know, and the word gay.
Mm-hmm.
and, you know, and his wife has, you know, in interviews. And, you know, including, like, you know, not be, you know, treating everybody equally, you know, straight, Asian, and so forth. And so just the fact that they even mentioned that is, like, progress. But on the other hand, I mean, I know he's for, like, even though he's against gay marriage, he has said that. On the other hand, like, I feel like it could be nuanced in a sense. Someone could be for something, but that doesn't mean if it ever were to come across that he would actually vote against it.
Right, or be an activist for it. A lot of anti-abortion rights people were disappointed, they said, in the Bush administration for not being more aggressive in trying to actually push abortion restrictions, though the Republican Congress did do some things. E, thank you for your call. And John Wildermuth from the San Francisco Chronicle, to answer her specific question, was there much targeted outreach to the African community in particular to vote no on Prop 8?
I don't really think there was.
I mean, as only 6% of the electorate, it's not that much. But if 70% of that 6% voted voted no, or voted yes, I'm sorry, voted to ban gay marriage, then, you know, it could have really made a difference.
Yeah, I don't know that there was much aim specifically at the black community. A lot of the, well, the one, the ads that were essentially when they said, hey, this is discrimination. People have been discriminated against in the past. A TV ad pointed towards the Japanese in World War II, and it mentioned the blacks. And we don't want, we shouldn't be in favor of discrimination, regardless of what. But a lot of people don't see gay marriage as a
in
discrimination
the
issue at all.
Yeah. Last thing, gay marriage has been legal in California for 5 months. What happens to the 18,000 same-sex couples who married during that period?
That's a good question. It's guaranteed that it's going to go to court. But just about every legal scholar we've talked to has said that you can't go backwards. These people were married under the laws of California, legally and in good faith. And when you pass something else now, you just can't say, oh, by the way, nothing, all that stuff since May never happened. But you can guarantee you're going to see it in court.
All right. John Wildermuth, staff writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, covered the gay marriage ban at the polls in California, Arizona, and Florida on Tuesday. Thanks a lot for joining us.
A pleasure.
There were a lot of other ballot proposals, too, and we'll run down some of those in a minute. Stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.